Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Turn on the light. Here it is. Oh, the light's shining on all the things that are happening today. That's a good thing. That's a DJV program at 7 after the hour, Thursday, January the 20th. So, Denver, we're two-thirds of the way through the month of January. Woo-hoo!
Perfect.
Celebration.
You're always keeping such a count of that.
I'm celebrating the fact that Jay's feeling better, and she's back with us. Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan. The ladies have been sort of under the weather this week, back and forth, but they're at it. Have you had all of your tests? Do you know whether you have it or you don't have it? I know you have it because you're here, and you wouldn't be here if you didn't have it. I don't mean that kind of have it, but have you
are you talking about COVID?
Yes.
I have a COVID test tomorrow. I'm not sure. I have all the symptoms that my friends have had, but who knows? Mm-hmm. I've also thought I had COVID 90 million times in the last 2 years.
90 million? Wow.
You know, yeah.
All right. So, how about you, Jay? You want to step up to the mic?
Yeah, no COVID, just a stomach bug.
Uh-oh.
Isn't that fun?
Oh, lots of fun. All right. So, let's have some fun today. Let's talk about things. Well, we'll have the good, the bad, and the ugly as usual. Starbucks is not requiring its workers to be vaccinated, reversing the policy. So, why do you suppose they changed their mind? Because they didn't get anybody to come work there? Is that more or less?
They don't have to enforce it now. The Supreme Court turned it down, so they don't have to do it. But they already said 90% of the employees are vaccinated, so because they were moving ahead with a deadline that was coming up really soon. So it's kind of.
I think a lot of it has to do with hiring new people and hiring the best people and all of that stuff. So I don't know. It was a big scandal on social media. People think don't go to Starbucks anymore. Like, I don't know.
Because
Carhartt, because they're choosing not to do the mandate. Carhartt is a company that is choosing to do the mandate because
clothing, we're providing farm and work clothing.
Yeah, they also have a winery. Just a little fun.
Do they? Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Really?
That's interesting.
Not bad. It's not bad. It's in the central, the Santa Barbara area, Santa Ynez. But they also got some social media attention because they said they are going to follow the mandate because Biden, after the Supreme Court struck it down, said that he wants people to still follow it anyway. So they're doing it. Starbucks is not. We'll see about the rest. Well, people are always going to find something to boycott about one way or the other.
Of course they are. Do we all collectively or independently have any thoughts about the two-hour presidential press conference yesterday? I listened off and on to it. He doesn't sound strong. Other than that, it just seemed to be a lot of the same stuff. Some interesting things that were asked of him. I thought it was interesting at the end. He said, well, at 6 o'clock, I've had enough. I'm going home. People are so tough.
It's only his second solo press conference.
Okay,
And his ninth total.
Why? Why is that a big deal?
Because I think when you run on being transparent and then you don't really answer a lot of questions in front of the media, that makes people want to talk.
Maybe
to
he doesn't have the answers
for 14 hours. Well, I think that might be it might be it. I thought he
for 2 hours. Like, how much more than 2 hours? Like, I mean, that's a long time. I don't know.
I'm not mad at him for not going longer. I think that if he did this more often, you wouldn't have the media going, let's keep going, let's keep going. Because if you only get to ask him questions once or twice a year, of course people are going to want to ask you a lot of questions.
That's an exaggeration, Jennifer, and you know that.
What do you mean?
Once or twice a year.
No, this is his second in the year that he's been president.
January.
It's his second. No, in the year that he has been president. So he's been president for 1 year today.
How many? Not that I want to do this. Not that I want to.
He's done two solo press conferences.
Trump, in the beginning, Trump did it, right? And then he stopped altogether.
So Trump did like 27 in his first year. Obama did 30 something. Since Reagan got shot in his first year. So Reagan did, I think, like 9, like 10, something like that. But But I mean, this is significantly much lower, like by a third.
What do we get out of it other
history?
Than the circus? I'm not standing up, but this is not about Biden. It's just, it seems like it's a circus.
Well,
the gotcha
this isn't act. Even an this isn't even an argument about what he said or what he did. I'm saying you wanted to know why they wanted more from him. They wanted more from him because it's only the second time in one whole year that he's done it. That's why they were asking so many questions.
Yeah, okay. So under the circumstances, checking out, are they asking questions about things that are substantive, like the FAA and the 5G thing, which is a complete disaster. The government looked really bad.
See, I totally disagree. This is so overblown, and it's ridiculous how
I don't want to be on a plane.
I think that's why you're extra sensitive to it, because you fly, but this is not affecting you. I mean, the president of the airline labor group or whatever, the big union that came out yesterday and said, this is like, people have got to calm down. 95 or 97% of flights are still going off as planned.
Okay, you want to be in the 3% that aren't?
It doesn't mean you're crashing.
If you don't have any, if it's foggy and you don't have any communication with the tower, I'm not very comfortable with that, frankly.
Well, I think that people are freaking out over nothing.
They're already at
62% cleared now. 787s are working on that. The 747s, the 737s are already cleared. The 777s. I mean, this is becoming like a the anti-maskers, anti-vaxxers.
So here's what
thing.
There's an anti-5G. Yeah, there is.
Contingent here
because
that's spreading
we don't
from
have
health
the slightest
into,
idea.
No, but I'm just saying, but Doug, we have a million, every time there's a new G, somebody comes up with some, it's going to end the world, and it's going to cause another pandemic, and it's going to cause cancer.
Okay, so let's put that
all
aside. Okay, let's put that all aside. Tell me this isn't anything but a huge advertising pitch for Verizon and AT&T and the other companies to make a lot more money. What do you really get? What do you really need? How are you really going to advance your goals in life having 5G instead of 4G? To me,
because
I don't give a damn, and I don't see the hype
about it. Well, you should give a damn.
Why?
You should. Okay, hang on. Because first of all, you probably already have 5G on your phone. You don't even realize that you're using it. Second of all, the 5G is important because of all... When we talk about how rural people in America and farmers don't have access to broadband... Broadband is not the technology anymore. 5G is... Yeah, but 5G is what they're going to be needing. That's
the farm community is saying that they don't have it. That they're still having problems getting basic service.
Right, exactly. And so when you build out the infrastructure of going to 5G, that lays do we want to give farmers dial up from you've got mail? Is that what we want to give them? Or do we actually want to give them what the rest of the country is already using? I've had 5G on my iPhone for well over a year, more than that. So people are freaking out about this, and it's really dumb. We've got a lot of other things to worry about.
I just think, from my point of view, that this is another big sales job, a sales pitch. I get what you're saying. But remember when I was talking about this a couple of weeks ago, all the waves that we get in our body has...
That's not going to change anything.
Well, so why add more to it? I don't know. I just find it has obviously rubbed me the wrong way, and I'm entitled to have myself rubbed the wrong way.
Then turn your phone off and don't use your phone because you're already using 5G.
Yesterday, you helped me. What did I do? Oh, I redid something on my phone yesterday. Reset something? I don't know. Doesn't
you didn't
seem to
update.
Make any difference. Update, thank you. All right, something else.
An update. What?
Woohoo!
I know.
It's the news update. So here we go with the Chinese again. This time they have warned all the Olympic athletes that are coming from all around the world to not speak out on politics. What are they going to do, shoot you? The Olympic Organizing Committee has warned participants that they may face punishment. What the hell? Why is there even an Olympics in China? What? It's too late now, I suppose.
Yes, of course, I agree. But in this case, they're being sort of extra slick on this one because they're going right down... They're going right by... Sorry. Is that a cat? Is that the
cat? Jennifer's new cat.
I was like, wait, am I hearing things? Oh, my God. That's so cute. He's trying to lighten the mood with the kitten.
Nice.
Doug's had a little extra in his Cheerios.
Yeah. So, anyway, what I was going to say is, the way they're getting away with this, yeah, the Olympic Committee is they're running, when the Chinese government made this announcement, they are going line by line by the book of the IOC, the established rule book, which actually does include a clause that you are not allowed to have a demonstration that's political, religious, or racial propaganda at Olympic venues. So the Chinese government is just saying, oh, we're just going right by this. Now, the difference is, if you make that infraction probably in any other country, you're not going to be jailed for it. So,
well, clearly, you people that kneel that knelt for the flag, that would be a political demonstration. China would probably lock you up for that. They will.
Yeah, and the Chinese government will absolutely lock people up.
Our friends
looking forward to it
in China. Yeah, wonderful.
I'd love to ask people like what their motivation was when they chose this as their venue. Like,
money.
What in the heck?
Money.
How
chaos.
Long ago was it chosen? Because isn't it like 10 years in advance or something?
If it's in the last 40 years, people should be ashamed of themselves. Yeah. Like, yeah, it's just ridiculous.
Yep. Okay, so our other friends in Russia apparently have not been influenced much by either President Biden or any of the rest of the people in Western Europe, because it appears that the conflict continues to bubble. And
that was one of the controversial things in the press conference yesterday, is that not in the body of his initial remarks, but in the questions, a lot of people were asking about Russia. And I'm paraphrasing, but he said something like, we think they're going to invade. And if they do, if it's a minor infraction, we're not going to do anything, basically. And I'm paraphrasing. And after the press conference, like almost immediately, there was a press release that flew out of Jen Psaki's office as the White House press secretary, clarifying the United States does not support an invasion from Russia into Ukraine, because even a reporter called it out and said, so you're saying that like a little war is okay? And Biden kind of like chuckled and, you know, tried to smooth over what he had said. But that
I think
was
he meant we're not going nuclear if there's a skirmish that doesn't go beyond that. I think that there are varying degrees. I don't know. I think this is one of those things where, regardless of who's behind that podium, obviously we live in a society where that's what the news media wants. Everybody wants to have, you know, their viral moment and get somebody on a gotcha thing. But I mean, I think this was overblown too. I think it's pretty obvious that if somebody steps a toe over the line, we're not going nuclear. But if someone invades with 100,000 troops,
nuclear,
then NATO's going to have a big response.
I think
we're supporting NATO.
It's not that I want Biden to say, yeah, we're going to go to war and you'll feel the mercy of the American military. I just want Russia to think that. And the fact that he comes out and says, no, there won't be a reaction, that's a problem.
Yeah. 18 past the hour.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents, as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit gocreon.com. That's GOCREON.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Deidre's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette party.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindberg is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and, you know, learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 at the hour now on the DJV Wednesday. Today, Wednesday, no, today's Thursday, isn't it? Thursday program. I'm a day late and a dollar short. And that's pretty much the story of my life. Hello. The ladies are here. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. And Jay's going to bring us up to date in a moment on the latest from Britney Spears. I'm finding this confusing, but I'm sure you'll straighten it all out. Confusing messaging from the Spears family. Ooh, who would have thunk it? So Jay's up in front and center after this.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Hi, it's our Jay. What's going on with Britney Spears and her sister and her father and her mother and her brother and her uncle and her aunt and her grandmother and her grandfather?
Okay, well, we don't know about the rest of that.
Family turmoil.
Yes.
Long story short. No, Britney Spears' lawyer sent a legal cease and desist letter to her sister Jamie Lynn regarding the new memoir, Things I Should Have Said. Jamie Lynn has said that she doesn't talk about her sister in the book, yet it seems like there are some things about Britney in the book, and on the book tour she said she wasn't going to go on. Seems like she is kind of doing an unofficial book tour.
What are people going to ask her
about
other than her sister in the interviews, right?
Well, yeah, that's what people want to know, and she's also using that to her advantage, it seems, to sell the book, and that's why the cease and desist has come out. And in the letter, Britney's lawyer, is even like, Britney will be forced to take legal action if you don't keep her name out of your mouth in a derogatory light. Stop referencing Britney in a bad light and all of this stuff during your promotional campaign. And then also the fight over whether or not Britney Spears should pay the millions of dollars in legal fees that her father Jamie racked up. Judge Brenda Penny has not really decided one way or another on that. However, she has said that there's not going to be a sort of a funds allowed to be kept for the conservatorship until it's decided. She says Britney has her money. Britney gets all of her money. There will be no allowance or, again, funds to until she figures this out. It's just it's Britney's money. And then also Jamie's lawyer, Britney's father, Jamie's lawyer, has said that he wants the mental health records of Britney to be turned over to public knowledge, saying that the public the public deserves to know all of this stuff and needs more
context. You said that the father?
Jamie's father, or Jamie's lawyer, I mean. Yeah, there's so many Jamies.
Jamie's husband is Jamie, the father's Jamie, it's so many Jamies, and they're all so many.
But the lawyer says that Britney's record should be turned over because there must not be anything negative. Right?
No, this is Jamie's lawyer. The father's lawyer wants Britney's health records to be turned over to the public, saying that the public has the right to know. They should have more context. And Britney's lawyer is like, yeah, that's fine, but just wait until April 15th so that he has time to prepare a response. And then the next hearing is set for July 27th, and that's about the legal fees.
Past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's tonight's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Volvo Car Group is using Qualcomm Technologies' Snapdragon cockpit platform to take the car maker's Google Android automotive-based infotainment system in upcoming fully electric cars under the Volvo and Polestar brands to the next level. By leveraging Volvo cars and technology from Qualcomm in-house research and development competence, the company will improve the overall capability of Volvo's next-generation infotainment system. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calendrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calendrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calendrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com, or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrats failed in their effort to change the Senate's 60-vote filibuster rule, with Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona siding with all Republicans in the evenly split Senate. 52 lawmakers opposed the rule change, while 48 All Democrats were in favor. Senator Manchin on the Senate floor.
One party to exert complete control in the Senate with only a simple majority will only pour fuel on the fire of political whiplash and dysfunction that is tearing this nation apart.
With inflation tearing at the American workers' buying power, the deadly Afghanistan withdrawal, global crisis in Ukraine, Iran, North Korea, and our border with Mexico, President Biden tells the American people Wednesday that he has exceeded most expectations.
Outperformed what anybody thought would happen. We have made enormous progress. You mentioned the number of deaths from COVID. Well, it was three times that.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
President Biden delivered remarks prior to taking questions at a press conference marking 1 year since he took office.
It's been a year of challenges, but it's also been a year of enormous progress. We went from 2 million people being vaccinated at the moment I was sworn in to 210 million Americans being fully vaccinated today. We created 6 million new jobs, more jobs in 1 year than any time before. Unemployment dropped, the unemployment rate dropped to 3.9%. Child poverty dropped by nearly 40%, the biggest drop ever in American history. New business applications grew by 30%, the biggest increase ever. And for the first time in a long time, this country's working people actually got a raise. Actually got a raise. People, the bottom 40%, saw their income go up the most of all those that got a raise. We cut health insurance premiums for millions of American families, and we just made surprise medical bills illegal in this country. You know those bills you get that you don't expect that are $2,000 to $5,000 from the hospital beyond what you thought you were going to have to owe because of the consultation you weren't told was going to cost that much? No more. They're now illegal. Thanks to the American Rescue Plan and other actions we've taken, we've seen record job creation, record economic growth in the past year.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Krohouse.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard the weather, so now we get back to the discussion on the issues of the day, the events that people are talking about, and the people that matter, like Jennifer Horn matters, Victoria Keelan matters, Jay Kirshner matters, I matter, you matter, I'm Doug Steffen. By the way, speaking of people, some people in the news, I see Tom Brady admits that he gets away with things that nobody else can get away with, like talking smack to the rest. Where did that phrase come from, I suppose? Talking smack to to the refs. I suppose that's one of the advantages of being Tom Brady, right?
It sort of means like, you know, you give him the what for, to put it in your terms.
Smack. But isn't it unsportsmanlike to take a shot at the ref or the coach of the other team? No, it's not. That's not considered.
Well, I mean, if you disagree with a call, you know.
Yeah. Well, is he confrontational?
Where did he say this? Is this on his radio show that he said this?
I don't know where it is. I've seen a story floating around in the Boston Globe because every word he says shows up in print in Boston, one way or the other. Anyway, so that's where I'm seeing this. He admits that the refs let him get away with more smack talk than any other player. He was on a podcast with a guy named Jim Gray called Let's Go. He was talking about roughing the passer penalties and how he's benefited often from questionable roughing the passer penalties, especially during this last game with the Eagles. So he says he doesn't think he gets favorable calls. I think referees are just like everybody else. They're human, and they have their favorites, and I think that influences the calls, don't you think? Never mind just football, but baseball, basketball, hockey.
I don't know if it's their favorites. Mm. That would be a really big miscarriage of football
justice.
Or baseball or whatever justice. Yeah, basketball justice. I think that sometimes they just don't see stuff, you know, and I'm sure that if they get angry at you for something, that maybe down the road they might be looking at you for something else. I just don't know if it's team affiliation. That would be like having a judge with, you know, favorites going into the courtroom. I know they probably do.
Sure, of course they do. Yeah. All right, so how is this all shaping up? We missed you yesterday, Jay, because I know you like to talk about it, and you have a lot of expertise when it comes to football, it seems. And I'm wondering how all of this stuff, as the week progresses, get closer to some more playoffs, how does it
change? Well, this weekend is the playoffs now, because last weekend was the wild card round and figuring out, okay, who's going to be in the actual playoffs. So now you have the Elite Eight, to kind of borrow from NCAA basketball, but you have the eight teams that are going to play this weekend, whittle it down to the four teams, two games, and then you have a week off for the Pro Bowl and then the Super Bowl.
Woohoo! I guess it's woohoo. So here's John Stewart's going to get the Mark Twain Prize at the Kennedy Center in April. So the significance of why do they call it the Mark Twain Prize? It's not about, is it about humor?
It's all comedians and, yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, I never thought Mark Twain was funny. When I read Mark Twain's, I think the first of the books that I read when I was in high school, or maybe it was junior high school. Did you think that any of you who read anything Mark Twain ever wrote, did you think it was funny?
I think there was a sense of humor, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But also, he did all those live performances, you know, that were legendary. I mean, he may have even been the first stand-up comedian in, you know, American history. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really probably more about the live performances than necessarily what he wrote.
Because he wasn't writing comedy, obviously, but I always thought there was like a little bit of sparkle to it, you know, his dialogue and stuff.
What's a synonym for a nom de plume?
A fake name?
Good for you. There it is. Phil's got the prize. Yep.
What was it?
Pen name. His pen name was Mark Twain. His real name was Samuel Longhorn, or as people used to say Longhorn, it's actually Langhorn. An A, not an O, but it sounded better if it was Longhorn, for whatever the reason. Samuel Langhorn Clemens. What's the matter with your name?
I'll be Longhorn. Maybe I should hibernate.
Yeah. Lily Tomlin has received this honor in the past. Neil Simon, Eddie Murphy, Bill Murray, Julie Louis-Dreyfus. What's happened to her, by the way? I haven't seen her around for a while.
Is she not doing anything anymore?
Her.
Not sure. I haven't seen her since Veep went off, right? That was the last thing I saw her in.
No, I think she was in a movie or something. But she hasn't been around.
Yeah.
Anyway. I thought that, I think she's very good. I've always found her a very likable character. Speaking of likable characters, Dolly Parton has a celebration going on today. It's her 76th birthday. Shared, I guess it was it today or yesterday?
It was Wednesday.
This week. Mm-hmm. Lots of photos on social media, Jay. Do we see some of these shots? Just consider women at her age glamorous. Do we consider...
Dolly is very glamorous.
Yep. Yeah.
How about Jane Fonda? Is she another one that you think is glamorous?
When she dresses
yes,
up.
Yes, in a different way. Yeah, yeah, in a different way than Dolly.
How so? What, ladies, you're all, let's talk about what
Dolly
ladies
is,
think.
Dolly is all about big hair, sparkle, being extra. She's definitely more sparkly. I would say that old Tokyo Rose, what's her name?
Tokyo Rose?
Oh, my gosh, what's her name?
I don't know.
Who are you
I don't know who you're talking about. Wait, who?
I like totally Jane Fonda.
Oh, what's Tokyo Rose? Rose?
What no, it was talking about going to Vietnam.
What would they call her? They would call her something,
they,
and not
yeah,
Tokyo Rose.
Their,
that just made me laugh.
Yeah, it wasn't Tokyo Rose.
Anyway, what did they call her, Phil?
Is it Hanoi Jane?
Yes,
Hanoi Jane. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Anyway, I think that she's definitely more minimalist, which can be really glamorous, too. It's just a different, it's a different look, basically.
Yeah. All right. Okay. There we go. I see that Sofia Vergara.
Oh, wait, you buried the lead here with Dolly. So
it's her birthday.
Yeah, but the other big announcement, the bigger announcement besides her 76th birthday, is that she has a new album and a new book out called Run, Rose, Run. And she announced, this is her first single, Big Dreams and Faded Jeans. New music from Dolly.
Put on
new
my
music
jeans,
time.
My favorite shirt. Pull up my boots.
Oh, I like
and
it.
Hit the dirt. Finally doing something I've dreamed of for years. Don't know quite what to expect. A little scared, but what the heck? My desire is always greater than my fear.
Good for you. So how's your voice sounding these days? As she gets older, do we notice any difference in her voice?
I think she sounds good.
Yeah. She sounds like Dolly.
I would love to see her live.
Yeah. Me too.
So there's a book also that we, I think we talked about a little bit before, that she wrote with James Patterson. Supposed to come out next month, right? Isn't it? Or
yeah,
March sometime.
He's yeah, been doing that. He wrote that first book with Bill Clinton, and then this one with Dolly. And there's somebody else, I thought, who did a book with him as well. It's yeah, like his new thing.
It's all right, so she looks the same. I started to talk about Sofia Vergara, who doesn't look the same at all as she has over the years. What was that? The show that she was on, Modern Family, was mm-hmm, what, 10, 11, 12 years, and she had a look. And now she's in a new, it's kind of a movie, but it's not. It's a Netflix series called Narcos and Narcos, Mexico. And she looks like she's unrecognizable. If you look at some of the video, some of the she's portraying.
Oh wow! She looks like Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah.
Like in the picture, the still picture, she looks like Catherine Zeta-Jones. Yeah, and all the prosthetics. I have not seen Narcos, but I know so many people who love this series, and so this is the Narcos Mexico version. Yeah.
Is this about women and drugs?
Yeah, it's like all the Pablo Escobar kind of stuff, and now I guess she's playing Griselda, some female drug lord. But yeah, I think it's good for her because, I mean, how she's just been so pigeonholed. She's just done, she's been a one note, and now it was a good note in Modern Family, but, like, if she doesn't branch out and do something else, unless they just want to do another spinoff of her character from Modern Family, like, what else is she going to do?
Yeah, they're supposed to be typecast.
Yeah, totally.
All right, some sad news. I think I take this as sad news. Chris Evert this week has shared that she has ovarian cancer. And this was apparently all over social media, Jay. Stage 1 ovarian cancer. This is the lady who won 18 Grand Slam single titles, 3 Grand Slam double titles during her career. She said, quote, "I want to share my stage 1 ovarian cancer diagnosis and the story behind it as a way to help others. I feel lucky that they caught it early. Expect positive results from the chemo." She has been on ESPN for, the last 10, 11, 12 years as the analyst for all of the tennis stuff on TV. "You'll see me appear from home at times during the coverage of the Aussie Open," she said. She's 67 years old. She underwent genetic testing last fall, started the treatment in December. And so, does she actually have it, or does she have the risk
one.
Of it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's stage one. She did the hysterectomy, and then they found ovarian cancer, I guess, after that. So that's why the chemo is coming into play. But, yeah, her sister had it, and it's interesting. Ooh. She's really fortunate, because I was reading a stat that fewer than 20% of cases are ever caught in stage one.
Yeah, right.
It's usually by the time they catch it, you're way advanced. Yeah.
Finished.
So she actually has a really good chance of beating this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she's talking a lot about prevention and getting genetic testing done for early diagnosis, even if you don't think that you have it or it doesn't run in your family. She is telling people still go get tested for this ahead of time.
Yeah. And the symptoms are so vague that women go years just thinking they're bloated or just thinking it, you know, like the
what
symptoms
are the
are
symptoms?
Just
making excuses. Yeah, you just don't realize.
Yeah, like if you eat and you get full really quickly, trouble digesting, trouble eating, feeling bloated, just sort of like general pelvic cramps. Like those are, and they're all very just sort of like you could just chalk it up to it's like the COVID symptoms at this point. You know, it's like, oh well, it's either nothing or it's COVID.
Yeah, so COVID or IBS.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's just totally good. I think she's a national treasure, frankly. I've always thought that she was.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
She's great.
Very special. Very special. All right, 46 after the hour. Here's something else that's very special. Calitrin, the way to keep weight off of you if you're still trying to keep the, well, there are two phases to this discussion. One of them, losing the weight. Second part of it is keeping the weight off. And that's really where Calitrin comes in to support weight loss, keep it off. There are all kinds of things on their website, toploss.com. I go through this from time to time just because I want to refresh my memory as to what really are the important bullet points here to talk about. Losing weight, yep, you're getting healthier, you've got the right idea, but don't you want to keep it off? And that's really where this product comes in. And the information about what's in here, aloe vera, collagen protein, digestive enzymes, that's the formula in just the right form so that it supports your body. Because when you lose weight, you break down a lot of the amino acids that are in your blood. I mean, I sound like a doctor here, and I don't want to get too technical. Let me suffice it to say that Calitrin works, and 86% of the people who have taken it over the years, the past 24 years, will tell you that it works. So if you want to check it out for yourself, you can find a counselor even to go back and forth with on the web or talk to them on the phone to get the real advice that you need in order to use the product properly. Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Check it out at toploss.com. And when you decide to buy, make sure you use the discount code DJV, no shipping, and better deals on what they call the New Year, New You program that they have in effect right now at toploss.com.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and like folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo like onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm like totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
Progressive presents Forest Metaphors, about bundling your home and auto.
In sports, three goals is a hat trick. And when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, you get a hat trick of great savings and round-the-clock protection. So you might be thinking, wait, that's two things. A hat trick is three. But in this metaphor, great savings counts as two goals, and so does round-the-clock protection. So it's like four goals, and that's more than three. It's basic math.
Forest Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk.
Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tech Talk time is 53 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan now, and I have been told that I may not discuss 5G anymore. It's verboten. Forget about it. It's not a problem. Okay. So having said that, time to move into a chat about Snapchat. And so what's going on? I was reading through this earlier trying to figure out whether Snapchat is selling or is somehow or other making it easy for children to buy drugs, and how would that be?
Well, they're making it harder to buy drugs.
Yeah, but so, can you buy them on Snapchat, I guess, is the yes. What is the connection?
Yeah. Okay. Well, just because you can connect with people, you can find who's selling drugs. And so what Snapchat's parent company, which is just called Snap, has said is that they're taking more steps to curb drug dealing on their app and also make it harder for users to find accounts of minors who are under 17. So they're making the change. Drug overdoses, as we know, are just spiking across the country right now, and it's all fentanyl pills. Most of what we're dealing with now, especially with younger kids, they're experimenting with fentanyl, and in some cases, it's one pill, and it kills them. So it's not even like you're using this over and over and over. In some cases, there are kids who have died after just taking one pill. And so an NBC News investigation published in October found that Snapchat was linked to the sale of fentanyl-laced pills that killed teenagers and young adults in over 12 states. So following the reporting, Snap said that it improved its automated systems to detect illegal drugs. They hired more employees to handle law enforcement requests and things like that. And then they're working on education a portal within Snapchat to help kids learn about the dangers of opioids and drugs and, you know, illicit drugs in general. And so now they're taking this even further. They said in a new blog post that they are aiming to protect 13 to 17-year-olds, and they're changing the friend recommendation feature, which is called Quick Add. So it's no longer going to suggest people for you to be friends with unless you actually have a certain number of friends in common. So this is more likely to be someone that you will actually know in real life. The tweak, they say, will make it more difficult for strangers to become friends on Snap, and then especially with teenagers, and then drug deals can happen from there. And so they're working on, Snap also said that they're working on all kinds of algorithms. Right now, they said they proactively detect 88% of drug-related content on Snapchat, and the rest is actually reported by users. So users are, you know, a lot of people are looking out for this kind of stuff, and when Snap detects drug dealing activity, it bans the users who shared it, and it uses technology to prevent them from creating new accounts, which is something that a lot of other social media platforms have an issue with as well. You kick somebody off, it's like whack-a-mole, they just start a brand new page. So Snap is hoping to make that harder.
Who owns Snap? Is that an independent company, or does it belong to one of the big companies?
Snap went public on its own a couple of years ago. Yeah, it's its own. I mean, it's a publicly traded company now, but yeah, the parent company is Snap, and I forget what other subsidiaries they have, but Snapchat, the app, is still obviously their biggest asset.
All right, coming up in a moment, a new social media contest that people may be excited about. Let's find out about that after this.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so what's this new social media contest, Victoria?
It is the Marriott Bonvoy program. It's a group of 30 hotel and resort brands that are ranging from chic and boutique, the Autograph Collection, to the Ritz-Carlton properties. They're looking for three people to travel throughout the world over the course of up to 300 days and document their hotel stays on TikTok. It's called the hashtag 30 Stays 300 Days contest. You have to be 21 or over and a resident of the U.S., and you actually get to pick 56 different hotel nights, and you get a $2,500 Uber credit, you get a $10,000 Marriott gift card for on-property expenses like meals and spa stuff, and you get $15,000, and you can also take a companion with you. All the flights are included, and all you have to do is just do one TikTok a day.
Sure.
I'm in. This is easy.
You're in.
Yes.
Okay.
This is easy. You can enter right now through February 4th.
59 past the hour on the DJV Thursday.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.